Consider where we are right now. In the Pacific Northwest, we have skyrocketing crime rates in both Oregon and Washington, including murder and other serious crimes. We have police in Washington state have been told they can't even chase the criminals now. And maybe that's been eased up a little bit, but not much. And fentanyl seems to be everywhere and is producing piles of body bags. How in the world do we get this stopped? How much are even liberals going to be willing to tolerate before they say we've got to change something? Senator Mike Patton joins me now from the Spokane Valley, ranking member of Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator, it's good to have you back.
It's always good to be with you, Lars.
Any sign that your colleagues on the left side of the aisle are going to be willing to change anything to stop the massive increase in homicide and fentanyl overdoses and all the other disastrous news we've had come to visit us in the last couple of years?
Well, unfortunately, any change probably would be continued baby steps. And what we need is something bolder. Fortunately, the people may well have an opportunity to vote on itself if Initiative 2113 qualifies. That would solve the pursuit problem. And especially in the area of auto thefts, we are headed for over 40,000 auto thefts in this state in 2023. And of course, it doesn't count the ones where they might have anti-theft devices, people trying to steal them, especially these Kias or Hyundais, and they can't, and then they trash the cars. Or it doesn't really take into account fully, once the cars are stolen, what additional criminal activity is going on, robberies, murders, vehicular assaults, whatever it might be. So we have that problem, and maybe it can be solved by initiative. I mean, there was some slight improvement, I understand, in the elections in Seattle. But right now, our cities, Seattle, Tacoma, Spokane, I'm sure Portland, too, are just failing dramatically. In Spokane, Lars, the main entrance into Spokane, there is a church just a block away, barbed wire around the church.
Barbed wire to protect the church?
Right. And the entrance, when you get off the freeway, off I-90 there on Division Street. So we got some major problems, and at least the elections in Spokane don't look very good. And although the people voted overwhelmingly 75% to ban camping within 1,000 feet of schools and everything, they elected Lisa Brown, apparently. We don't know. It's fairly close. But apparently have elected Lisa Brown, who is going in the opposite direction of where we should be going as mayor of Spokane. Well, Spokane Valley's in a little better shape.
I got to tell you, Senator Patton, I don't usually throw personal stuff in here. My stepson was driving his car the other night. He got off work late at night. He was going to grab a hamburger on his way home to his house. And he was driving on a major highway, Highway 14, and driving along at the limit and got rear-ended and pit maneuvered by a car. And the car hit him, the police think, because the police saw it from a distance as the accident happened. He's just driving along, gets hit from behind. They figure between 90 and 100 miles an hour. It spun his car around. The cop saw it spin four times. It slammed into the side of the road, and the car was totaled. Thankfully, my stepson's fine. Brandon's fine. But when the police got there, because he'd seen it from a few hundred yards away, they said, we know to a fair certainty what happened. And he said, how's that? And he says, this is a new game that the criminals are doing. They steal a car, they go out and they do a pit maneuver on somebody, and they knock their car off the road, which can kill somebody, and then they flee. And they didn't chase, because they said, if we chase it, if we catch up to the car, chances are the crook will have already fled, abandoned the car, and it's a stolen car, so we'll still have no better idea who actually did it. So if people hear this stuff and they say, well, I don't take fentanyl and I'm not involved in that, so how does this affect me? It can affect you just driving home from work. You know, when somebody decides, hey, the police aren't doing anything, they're not chasing, they're not enforcing the law, we're not prosecuting as much as we used to, I'll go out and steal a car and have some fun and knock somebody off the road just for fun.
Right. Yeah, right. And there's less law enforcement people on the road to begin with. In our state, we have the lowest number per capita of any state in the nation. But, you know, I've had not as dramatic an experience as that, but just driving I-5, say, between Seattle and Olympia, the rain, the cars going at high speed, darting in and out of lanes and everything. I mean, you know, you just don't feel safe.
And you shouldn't, because you're not safe. And, of course, all the ancillary activity around drug dealing and sales of fentanyl and competition for turf among the people who sell illegal drugs, or what used to be illegal drugs, you've got drive-by shootings, you've got competition and murders between gangs. I wish you could get one of your Democrat colleagues to come with you the next time on the air so I could ask some questions. And, Senator, I'd promise to be as nice as pie, but I would ask tough questions of one of your colleagues. If you get one of the Democrats, say, you don't see all the human damage this is doing? I'd love to ask that question of a Washington State Democrat who's in the legislature.
Right. And here in our state, fentanyl is possession of it's not even a felony. It's this hybrid between a misdemeanor and gross misdemeanor that they came up, and obviously it's not working. We've talked before about so many overdose deaths in King County that the morgue couldn't handle them all, and they were contracting them out to funeral parlors. We know it's the leading cause of death for males under 40 in King County is fentanyl overdoses, and we're just not dealing. Now, I'm hopeful the legislature might do something, but when I talk about baby steps or improvement, maybe they will do something when fentanyl kills innocent young children, you know. Or we've got the situation in King County where the bus drivers have got fentanyl and other drugs residue in their buses all day. And
it poisons people. Except the University of Washington says, don't worry, it's a safe level of methamphetamine or fentanyl contamination on the bus. That's Senator Mike Patton from the Spokane Valley.